Your energy is gone, your hunger is loud, and your plans aren't feeding you. So what are you still doing here? Cool off with a refreshing large Big Gulp drink at 7-Eleven. Cold, refreshing, and made the way you like it. It's available at 7-Eleven and just 59 cents with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. While supplies last, participating stores see app for full terms.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Nothing says welcome home like a hidden body in the basement. It's Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
Oh, Karen Reed, it's coming again. The trial, April, is when it's supposed to begin. We'll see if we can make that deadline. Kind of doubting it, but we'll find out. Of course, most of the motions all the motions that are going to affect that trial, they're going to happen before, and we're already starting to see some of them. Joining me to discuss, Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. One of the big things we saw this last week in the Karen Reed hearing, the dog. We're back to Chloe the dog. Did she bite him? Did she not? Was it road rash? Was it coyotes? Was it a wild pack of mongoose that trampled into the neighborhood and feasted on John O'Keefe's arm that night? Or all of the above? This is one that's really up for debate. They're having the expert witness, Dr. Marie Russell, who was there in court last summer, come back in, and they're debating her qualifications for this. Yes, she was a ER person for 30-plus years as a doctor in an emergency room, saw a lot of dog bites, but doesn't necessarily put you then into the category of dog bite expert, as that's a whole different ball of wax. Is it? What's your thoughts on this?
Yeah, you know, when it comes to expert witnesses and their qualifications, the standard is lower than some people think. The standard is really, are they qualified by their experience, skill, or education, or some combination thereof, to opine on matters that are really outside the purview of a normal juror's understanding? And so in looking at it, you know, an ER doctor who's seen countless dog bites, I think probably meets that standard. Certainly she could be cross-examinationed on the lack of specificity in her qualifications, but I think she gets there.
Does she, though? I mean, there is a lot of science to it. I mean, and people argue both ways. I mean, I listen to a lot of voices every day. I don't think I'd qualify as an expert witness if somebody said, listen to this video. Is this bridge guy, if we're talking about like Delphi, which is exactly what happened in the trial. They just went to some cop and like, you think it's him? I think it's him. Did you study this? Not just my opinion. So, yeah, I mean, is that what we're getting into? Is that the problem with this, though, the qualifications and the gray area of what makes someone an expert just because they're kind of in that field and or they are in the field of medicine, but they're not in the field of studying dog bites. And if it is, in fact, a dog bite, I don't know. I mean, it just seems to me that there's just too much gray area to say that you're that when you're not.
Those are important points. I think they're excellent fodder for cross-examination. I think that also, you know, is she the best expert they could have chosen? Maybe they would look to a veterinarian. Maybe they would look to someone who studies dogs for a living or something like that. Perhaps that type of expert might be more compelling to the jury. But will she meet this fundamental threshold to at least be allowed to testify? Yeah. That's really what the judge is wrestling with. And I think odds are she will.
I think the question is, why didn't they get a better expert? You know, I think that speaks a lot to this. Like, let's get a real dog bite expert in here. Oh, you don't want it? You just want to stick with this one because they're going on your story? Okay, I get it. That's how the game works. But, okay, well, hopefully the prosecution can bring in a better dog bite expert that can maybe give a little more expertise on this. But then you are throwing it to the jury to go, guess what? We're both have experts. You should trust both of us. You're going to be more confused at the end of the day than anything else.
Oh, and that's by design. That's what Karen Reed's team wants. They want this confusion. They want this jury to be like, oh, well, I heard from expert one and now expert two saying the exact opposite. What do I believe? How do I reach a conclusion on that? So I think that those are all issues that are going to be at play at the trial. And, you know, sometimes you've got to go with the expert who supports your case. And perhaps that is one of the reasons why this expert is in play currently.
I would guess so. Just the fact that they keep doubling down on her expertise. I mean, it's just kind of amazing how you can have one. I mean, it's how court works, but it's still kind of baffling how one side can be completely all in. Yes, this is totally qualified. The next is like, not at all. I mean, if we're looking at it on paper, yeah, doesn't have veterinary training, doesn't have any, didn't follow any sort of published standard in dog bite identification. The thing that really struck me, though, the most was during the hearing, they said the dog is still alive. Chloe, the dog, is not dead. You could examine her if you want. I don't know how it all works if you're measuring for teeth and where it's the. I would assume that that's probably part of it. They even said they did a cast of the dog's mouth, and her response when asked, you know, would that be helpful in your investigation of this? No, not necessarily.
Yeah, I mean, that raises an eyebrow for me because, you know, it just like you said, a normal juror with common sense is going to say, well, to look at the dog, to look at the dog's mouth, to look at sort of how the teeth are dispersed within the dog's mouth. And I think if she says no, and I don't really care about that, that can certainly undermine the impact of her testimony.
It does. I mean, if she was all gung-ho, yeah, great, let's do it, let's see it. Sure, but to just, what investigator says, oh, we got enough evidence, I know you got a pile over here, but we're good, we don't need to see that either. It doesn't necessarily speak to even the mindset of an expert.
It's concerning because is it, you know, there's always a worry that one side or the other might try to pull the wool over the jury's eyes when they don't really believe in what they're saying. And unfortunately, these admissions by the expert kind of lend themselves to that way of thinking.
The other big problem that they're litigating right now is the timestamps on the cell phones. And basically it goes back to the how is long to die in cold things that were searched very, very early on or later in the morning. We're not quite sure. That's the thing. The thing is, with this, I thought this was kind of settled already. I don't know why it's not settled already. You had a CellBright expert come in that worked for the company that makes the program, that gave them the data they're trying to interpret. And they said, look, these aren't made, I'm just, you know, kind of paraphrasing here, but look, these are not made for public consumption. So the way this is coded is a certain way. So you have to read it this way. And then when they were informed of how to read it, yes, the timing then looked like it was much later in the morning, which made a lot more sense to the actual story of her standing next to Karen and going, how do you do this? Because Karen's shouting to look it up. And the timing is the timing. The company is saying, this is how to read it. If you want to get the correct results, this is how you do it. How is it then that the defense is going to still double down, triple down, quadruple down on, no, we like our numbers better? That's great. I'm sure you do, because it works better to your story. But the actual instructor who made the damn thing is saying, you're reading it wrong. This is how it works. Why is this even up for litigation on something like that?
You know, as an attorney, I can tell you, leave it to attorney to make something that is relatively simple, needlessly complicated and confusing. And that's what's happening. And I watched that back and forth in the initial trial regarding the timestamps. Yeah. And, you know, certainly the defense is entitled to present the best version of their case that they can. But there are some things that are just kind of like there. They're just kind of what they are. They're facts. And it seems like the timestamps and what the government is arguing appears to be the most credible on that. And I think this defense just trying to kind of muck it up.
Yeah. And clearly they are able to do that. I mean, do you see Beverly, because she let both sides in on the first one, on this one, to muck it up. Yeah. How do you think she's going to rule on this? Again, it seems very clear. It's just a fact. It is what it is. One side's not going to like it, but that's where the judge has to be like, look, we're only dealing with what we can prove to be as a fact here. I would think that that is one of them. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, there's a difference between advocacy and like trying to like spin something to your benefit and just sort of like pulling something out of there and being like, no, I think it's this. Mm-hmm. And this helps us more, so we're going to assert this. That being said, it would be a bit peculiar for the judge to say, hey, I thought this was cool in the first trial, but now I don't think it's cool. Mm-hmm. That would be somewhat unusual and a really reversing course from what the initial ruling.
Well, it's similar to what the dog bite expert even said the other day. We're like, you weren't very sure about this during the trial. Now you suddenly are. And is like, well, I've thought about it longer. Great. But does that really make you more sure, or just you double down on your thoughts?
Right. Yeah.
It's very confusing. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. no extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.